Welcome to Uniquely Loved, a celebration of authenticity and divine inspiration. We are encouraged to be our own unique, authentic selves. Join me, Tech Witch Nikki, as we discuss spiritual gifts and skills we can develop and enhance, speak with amazing people using their skills in a variety of ways, and explore the different ways to connect to the wonders of the universe. Have you ever had one of those days or weeks where nothing seems to be going right? You know you're doing all the right things, taking all the right steps towards your goals. You know you are. However, you keep having little things mess up, and the intrusive thoughts keep you guessing. I made some major strides in my career recently. These are really big accomplishments for me. And yet those intrusive thoughts kept creeping in, trying to gaslight me into downplaying them. Oh, they're not really that big. Come on. It's just a small thing, really. Why celebrate it? It's just a goal. It's not the whole prize. Cramp like that had been sneaking in every now and then. And on top of that, small upsets within the family, kids getting sick, emotions running high. All since I made these accomplishments, my mind would try to find meaning in these events. Almost like my mind was trying to find patterns that things were not going to work out for me this time. Because they hadn't in the past. I was constantly having to use my healthy coping techniques to ground and center myself, to stop these thoughts as they happened, so I would not spiral down into despair like I used to. Tuesday morning was especially rough for me. Night prior, went to bed, shutting down those thoughts, letting them go, only to wake up in the morning and find that they never really seemed to leave. And then while making breakfast, an egg fell off the counter and broke. Slimy, raw egg on the floor. Yuck. A few years ago, I would have just cried. That would have been another burden stacked on top of an already overwhelmed me. And I would have just felt hopeless. I would have seen that as nothing is working right. I am trying so hard and I keep failing. This time, all I said was, oh, shit. And then I cleaned it up. My husband helped me disinfect the area as well. And that is growth. It may seem small to many people. For me, that is huge. I've been trying to get here my whole life. I battled negative intrusive thoughts, low self-esteem, low self-worth, imposter syndrome, depression, anxiety, and so much more for most of my over 40 years in this lifetime. After breakfast, the husband and I went for a walk at a local park. I needed to get out of my head more. Walking in nature is a tried and true way for us to find our center. So when everything feels like it is going wrong and we're being judged or tested left and right, go for a walk in some place that is serene. The park we went to, it's in the middle of the city, but it still has forest, lakes, trails, and more. And as we walk, we can leave our worries and burdens on the ground behind us. Set down those burdens that are not yours to carry. Breathe in the air, soak in the sun. Let the breeze caress you and carry away your stress. The trees accept you as you are. The water can calm the emotions that threaten to boil over. The birds sing songs of hope, happiness, joy, and more. Accept their songs into your heart. As we were walking, we decided to walk the path less taken. We went left and deeper into the woods. We found this really cool tree bending over the path, and it reminded me that we all get weighed down by our expectations, our stressors, our worries. We should never, ever give up. We can always grow and thrive. Just like the tree is doing, it says bend, but don't break. We walked a little further, and then I found another tree, but it did break, and it was forming this really cool, it broke in half and formed a triangle, but it was still growing. It had new growth on it. The lesson here is that even in times where we do break, it's okay. We can still grow. We can still overcome those obstacles that made us feel broken. We can continue on and find our way. That tree says, have hope. Down the path, I got confused looking through some trees at a weird mound of dirt. I thought it was a very odd place for a rather large rock in a not especially rocky area. It kind of looked like hills that I've had to climb to overcome obstacles in life. And actually, I had some memories of those obstacles pop in while I was looking at it. And then I walked a little further and realized that it was the root ball of a fallen tree. Sometimes we just need to get a different perspective in order to see a situation for what it really is, instead of just going with our gut or our old patterns. Many situations we face in life can look bigger than they are until we gain clarity that a fresh new perspective can bring. Sometimes that mountain that we think we need to climb is really just the dead root ball of something that we faced long ago and we just need to let go of. Keep the lessons, but not the attachments to those emotions that come with the memories. We need to let those flow and go so we can heal. Grounding, as I am describing in this episode, is just one of the many methods that I teach. Further along the path, we came across a bridge that did not make any sense at all. It's there. It didn't appear to have a reason. There was no water, but it was there for us to cross. This tells me, don't discount help and assistance from unexpected sources. Help may come seemingly out of nowhere. Our guides, our ancestors, the universe as a whole supports us more than we ever realize. The more that we get out of our heads, find our center in the storms, and release the thoughts and burdens that are not ours to carry, the more we can recognize the support and the signs all around us. We crossed another bridge over the lake and found this wonderful little bright green bee on a thistle. It was hard at work exploring the flower and getting the pollen. Now, I'd love to investigate the meanings behind many symbols and synchronicities. I had never seen a bright green bee before. Green is the color of the heart chakra, of healing energies, of abundance, and so much more. The bee can symbolize productivity and the coming of miracles. So, if we were to put all of this together, I would say that our hard work at facing our inner critics and letting go of the crap that weighs heavy on us will pay off. When we stay in hope and love for ourselves, miracles happen. When we let go of the burdens that are not ours to carry, we make room for so much wonderful abundance to take its place. Sometimes an egg breaking is just because we were inattentive in the moment to ensure that it was placed properly, not a sign that everything is going wrong. Sometimes an egg breaking means that you need to break out of your shell and let yourself fly free. Sometimes an egg breaking means that new beginnings are here for you. It's all a matter of perspective. Which one feels better for you? We are a work in progress. I used to always say, there is always room for improvement. Now I have shifted that saying, there is room for growth. While we feel we are imperfect, we are works of art. We truly are. Now for those accomplishments. Last week, I found out that I had completed all the requirements and earned my certificate to become a certified master life coach. And that is something I'd been working many years for. And then another dream came true as well, over this weekend. And yesterday, I got a physical copy of my very first book. I published a book. It is a dream work journal. The link, if you're interested in checking it out, will be in the description below. And it's just nice. It's a major accomplishment. I've always wanted to be a writer, an author. I never even considered being published. So have hope. I love you.
Thank you for joining me today as we explore what makes us uniquely loved. Be sure to subscribe. More adventure awaits. For more articles and to work with me as your personal guide, go to www.techwitchlayer.com. Always remember, you are accepted. You are valid. You are loved.